listening to Superpower Mamas on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that embraces the art of soulful parenting.
Hello and welcome to Superpower Mamas. I am your host, Laura Greco, and I'm so excited. We have a really great show today, and the topic is 12 words can change the world. How about that? My friend, Gretchen Berman, is an author. She has founded the Character Two or Character You, which empowers elementary children with character-building tools to feel and do their best. She believes children who have the skills to feel good on the inside are more likely to do well on the outside and behave with respect and kindness and appreciate each other's differences. The concepts are brought out and into life in the book that she has assembled, and also she conducts author visits, workshops, and so on. So we're going to learn more about her and how she empowers not just children, but also how it's impacting the world. So welcome. Welcome to our show, Gretchen.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be with you and your audience.
Yeah. And welcome to our audience, right? Welcome everybody. Yeah. So, you're doing really a wonderful work, and I have actually finally gotten to meet you in person, although we've done interviews before. So this is very exciting to be again together.
Yes.
And,
I'm just saying it was great to meet you as well. And I'm excited to be here with you.
Yeah. So, you know, we always start our show off with the first question, which is, what is your mama superpower? So what would you say to that?
This took me a little while to think about and ponder. I'd say lifting others up. I think of myself as a mentor or a coach type of person who really wants to help kids learn these skills at a young age, so it can just help them throughout life and so they can appreciate and enjoy life's journeys. I mean, I think about when I grew up, I just, you know, a lot of us in that era just didn't necessarily grow up having the social and emotional tools. We learn them with age and with life experiences. And so I guess my goal is to bottle that a little bit, some of those experiences with those skills and the tools, and teach them proactively to kids so they're more aware at a young age and can take it with them. So lifting others up, but particularly starting at a young age.
Yeah, love that. And I just want to say, because I do know about your business, and you know, as mamas, we want our children, right, to turn out to be very successful, happy people in the world, right? Who are also contributors. And yet, it always starts with mom, right? And so you're building this beautiful platform for mamas to be able to teach their children. And I wonder, how does your superpower, the superpower that you have, how does that affect you personally as a mom and a parent?
Well, I came up with these 12 words. I call them the 12 C's. When I was pregnant 11 years ago now, I worked for Marriott for 15 years. This was not necessarily my background, but I really thought about, like, how am I going to be a good mom? What do I want to teach her so she has these qualities, these skills, so she can be a happy, well-rounded, and productive person? And it started with confidence. And if she has confidence and believes in herself and her abilities, then really anything is possible. That is, to me, such a important thing to teach. And it's not so easy to teach. And I've done a lot of research on how to teach it. And then it was courageous. How do I teach her to have the guts to go for her dreams and be careful? So safety. And then it really, so I was like, oh, I have 3 C's. And then it kept going. It took me about a year to really, really think about what I wanted to proactively teach her. And some of the C's are communication, compassion, commitment, centered, choices, cognitive, which is really about positive self-talk and mindset. Mm. And after I came up with these 12 C's and I started practicing them with her and introducing them with her. I mean, it was really probably about 4 years old. I just started dabbling into like courageous. So let's say she was scared. I'd be like, it's okay to be scared, but you can use your courage and push through that fear. And the idea was to have this common language that eventually she would know. So not right away, but you know, start at 4 and then by 8 or 9, she would know these words and we would continue using them and be more aware of them and practice them. And I even put a mural in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful and it's got the 12 C's and we'll be laying in bed and not every day because that would probably get annoying for her, but every so often we'll just look at them and be like, which C's did you practice today? Or which ones do you think you did well on? And which ones are you struggling with? And when I tuck her in at night, I'll just stare at them and I'll do it. And I'll say, which C's am I struggling with? Or which C's have I done well today or this week? And it just stays top of mind. And even my 5-year-old, we use them all the time. And she really gets it. And the cognitive piece, the two characters in my book, Green Glory and Red Rant, that is almost become like the theme of the 12 C's. It's really positive self-talk and mindset. And how does Green Glory and Red Rant sound for each of the 12 C's? So let's say it's on communication. Red Rant may say, you're not my friend anymore. And it's about behavior as well. So you're not my friend anymore. But once you say that, then you're like, ooh, that was Red Rant. Ooh, I'm not listening to you, Red Rant. How can I change it to be more Green Glory? And it's not about hating part of yourself because Red Rant is part of us. And I teach that to kids. It's, you know, you don't want to hate Red Rant. It might be an annoying part of you, but you don't want to hate Red Rant because it is part of you. But you can tell it to be quiet and there's no emergency and there's no reason to be freaking out and to be quiet so you can listen to Green Glory. And I just think that awareness is very powerful. And one other thing I want to add to that, you know, when I teach and I do the workshop and even the assemblies, we get into with the older kids, even just the power of our brain and the neurons and the connections that happen, and they're multiplying faster during childhood than any other time. Mm. And I just love that I am getting in there young. So they're building these positive pathways, because I read it can take 10,000 thoughts to become like that positive habit. Mm. And so if they start young, how awesome. Like I didn't learn this until I was probably like 35. And you know, you can always improve, but how cool is it to learn it young? So that's just my true passion, is teaching this to as many kids as I can.
This is awesome, Gretchen.
Including my children. My kids go first, and then, you know, I came up with the 12 C's, and then it was like, oh, wow, it's awesome. I love it. My family loves it. How can I help other kids? And so I wrote the book, and it really brings the 12 C's to life through stories and tips and activities. So parents and teachers, it's meant to be read by children and adults together.
Yeah,
don't forget reading it by themselves, but it opens up dialogue and conversations. And that was great. I did that. And then I was like, oh, I want to help even more. And that's when the workshop came to be, and did lots and lots of research, which was hard work, but also really fun. Like I didn't know I was going to like the brain and be fascinated with neurons. Like whoever would have thought that about me back, you know, 11 years ago, but I am fascinated by all this character building world out there that I didn't know existed. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. And so the workshop was in the next, and then a school asked me to do an assembly, and that's been a lot of fun too. And I'm so excited. I'm doing an assembly at my elementary school where I graduated.
Oh, wow. Month. How exciting. Actually, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. We have to take a small break. Please tell everybody where they can find you. What's your website? And we're going to resume this conversation after. So go ahead.
Okay. www.character-u.com. Character-u.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gretchen. And hang on, everybody. We'll be right back as we continue our conversation with Gretchen on 12 words. Can change the world.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Superpower Mamas, and our conversation is with Gretchen Berman, and we're talking about the 12 words can change the world. So, Gretchen, you were really sharing some powerful stuff there. When I was listening, you know, when I work with my clients, mamas, you know, I often talk about self-talk and how important it is. How we talk about ourselves is how we feel about ourselves. And that is really modeled for our children, whatever that is. I love that you are actually bringing this kind of concept alive, because the parent or teacher or whatever is the one that is leading the child and also learning themselves. Do you want to expand on that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, by me teaching and talking about it, I then too hear my red ram and do the same thing I'm preaching to others is to, okay, I hear my red rant party. And even my daughter will say, Mommy, you're having a red rant party. And I'm like, oh, you're right. And just having that awareness, it's like, it can just be that second that you're like, oh, how can I change this? And sometimes you just need to feel, you know, not good for a little while and know that time will help you. And that's okay. But that knowing in that self-talk, like this won't last forever, that helps me to, for myself, when I'm having a moment that bad, that this won't last forever. I can handle this. I'm stronger and tougher than I think I am. Mm-hmm. This is a journey. Enjoy the ups and downs, I don't have to enjoy the downs, but you know, it's a journey. And the longer you're in the down, the quicker you're going to get in the up. So I talk to myself all the time. And I don't know if I didn't teach this and this was my business that I would do it as often. So I think that it's just top of mind all the time for me.
Well, I just love that you're sharing it with the world and that you are also living it, which is the whole reason you did it in the first place. But what a great opportunity for parents to have a tool that not only assists their children, but assists themselves. And so in your experience as a mom, you know, you're raising your daughters, you built this whole concept around for yourself, for your parenting, and then decided to share it. And so when we talk about the idea of autonomy, you know, believing in moms maintaining an autonomy from their, you know, like something that's special that their children can see that they're living their lives also. What do you, how do you feel about that? Do you feel it's an important component in your parenting?
For me, I do. I think modeling is great and I love parenting. I mean, as soon as I had my second is kind of when I thought about bringing the 12 C's to another level, because really my intent of them was for my family. I never dreamt I was going to share them with anybody. But when I had her, I don't know, something like my creativity just, and my opened up and I was ready for the next phase to do this. And I think for them, I think they're proud of me by watching me take my dream, take my passion, and certainly get rejection and put myself out there and be vulnerable, but then see how that makes me feel, the ups and the downs. And I just think that's a great lesson for them. Know that you're going to make mistakes, you're going to fall, but you get back up and you keep going. Mm-hmm. And so they see that journey. And I think I like that they get to see that side of me.
Yes, yes. And it's by no means means that every mom, you know, there are moms out there who really want to be at-home moms. Absolutely. And this is really supporting who they be in the world. And yet, yes, they still, you know, I believe that a mom, even like I work from home too. I had a business that I worked while I raised four daughters and some other children. And, you know, the point was, is that I still maintain time, whether that was even just time for myself, you know, periodically, encouraging them to see that time for themselves. So however that comes out, you know, for you and for me, it was in different ways, and yet it all works, right? Because it helps the yes. child see.
Mm-hmm. That, and I mean, and being healthy, I think is important too.
Yes.
Like eating healthy and the see careful and exercising. Like I like that they see that in me. So mm-hmm. When I practice what you preach and balance and what you eat, that they see it in action. Like, right. I like that they see that as well.
Yeah, because really, if that's not seen, there could be like burnout, you know, burnout for mom, and the children could be overdriven or underdriven. And so that also adds to it. So the idea of following, you know, whatever your dream is, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, to be true to it and not forget mm-hmm. about it as you're parenting your children, because your children find value. So maybe you volunteer, you know, and getting those children involved in that. That's also another great way to, you know, to help them to see that there is life outside family. You know, we are a part of a community and a world. So, and these 12 you know, these 12 words that that can change the world are changing the world with each family that you impact, isn't it?
Yes, one of the best things in the world is when I'll be somewhere and a parent will tell me how their child used Green Glory to help them in a Red Rant moment and how it was so meaningful, because I feel like those two characters are very young age appropriate mm-hmm. and kids really grasp onto them very mm-hmm. easily. The 12 C's is, I think, I feel like more like a parenting mm-hmm. guide. A checklist to make sure we're talking about it and so forth, but the kids really grab on to Green Glory and Red Rant and they can use it right away. And I love, love, love that.
Well, you know, and something came to me as we were talking here, you know, I've known you for some time, and yet at this moment it came to me, we have such a serious bullying issue going on in the world. You know, there's a lot of that coming up more recently in the last several years. And would you like to comment about how this character you can really impact that portion of the culture that we live in?
Yes, absolutely. And mean behavior too. Whenever I talk about bullying, I always add in mean, because that happens a lot more, where people mm-hmm. are just, it can happen once or twice versus it being a consistent thing, but it hurts similarly. But I think I think social emotional skills, which is what I think of the 12 C's and character building, they're kind of interchangeable. I think they need to be learned and taught and practiced, just like math and reading. Mm-hmm. And once that is, and it becomes, I mean, I would love to see this in core curriculum, because I think once a student feels good inside, or child student, they feel good on the inside, they're much more likely to do well on the outside. And I think that's a strategy. I don't think that can fix all of the bullying situation. But I think when kids have confidence, which is one of the C's, they are going to stand up tall and they might be less likely to get bullied. Mm-hmm. If you are confident and believe in yourself and love yourself, you are not going to bully others. If you are courageous, you are going to stand up for yourself and be a helpful bystander and stand up for others. When you have compassion, you're going to be kind to others. When you have good communication skills, you're going to know how to stand up for, you know, say what's on your mind in a clear and calm way. When you know how to center yourself, you're not going to react and you know, you may think in a moment like, oh, let me calm down, I'm about to be mean to somebody. So I think the 12 C's, if that can get inside of you and you can practice them and be aware, I think that's huge in decreasing bullying and promoting kindness and making the world a better place, really, you know, one kid at a time.
Yeah, one kid at a time, 12 words can change the world. How about that, huh? So in your big vision, and you've sort of already touched on this, Gretchen, but, you know, as your work expands outside your community, your family, you know, the people that you are already helping, as this grows, what do you envision that your work is going to, like, accomplish? What's your big picture?
That kids feel better about themselves, and I want to reach them as much as possible. So I mean, my vision is to be able to get to and share this message, whether it's me or whether it's somebody else. But for this message of character building, social emotional learning to be in every school as much as possible. I know the days are tight, but as much as possible to really be integrated into the classroom, into the families. I mean, a big part of what I do, even when I do assemblies, is communicating with the families mm-hmm. so that the parents know this language, the teachers, the schools know it, so everybody can be using it. Together, I think that's when the real magic happens. Yes. Is when everybody, the whole community, is talking the same talk. Mm-hmm. So kids know how to, you know, positively navigate life's ups and downs because there are going to be downs. But knowing that they can get through them and they have tools to help them get through them, mm-hmm. Sharing it with as many kids. I mean, my daughter. Watches My Little Pony all the time. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome if there was like a kid show that was, you know, would teach these 12 C's? That'd be, that's in my dreams.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm asking you. What do you say, right? Because, yeah, I see your work as something that, yeah, could really, it gives tangibility to the principles. And, I've been talking a lot about values lately. And, you know, and they could be classified as values, you know, like ways of being in the world that make a difference for self and for others, you know, so it's a combination mm-hmm. of greater good for all and be comfortable with, you know, I love what you've created, you know, comfortable with the parts of us that are more of a struggle, which we can look at it as, you know, rather than looking at it as feeling bad, we look at it as, wow, this is an opportunity to grow. This is an opportunity to learn patience or whatever it is, you know, at the moment, whatever the circumstances, but it's a beautiful concept and I love that it's spreading. And so I look forward to this audience that's listening to check out your website and see what you're doing and learn the stories. They're really a beautiful tool.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So this story or this show, of course, mamas are listening. So we want to think about this too. Like in our discussion today, we've talked about a lot of really wonderful things here. And we think about the idea of, you know, feeling good about ourselves and, you know, helping our children to feel good about themselves, both sides of it. What would you share? Like, what is there something you would share that could be utilized today for, you know, moms to implement even now in their everyday life? Like, what would you leave them with?
that our brains are incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even my 11-year-old, I mean, she's seen some of these neuroplasticity, you know, that's a little advanced, but it really helped her, like knowing that this isn't just talk, like this is scientific, that we can make ourselves feel better. I mean, we can't stop the bad feelings, but we can help feel better faster by having some of these tools, and that it's real and our brains are incredibly powerful and we can make these new connections at any age, that, you know, with your child. So that, and I guess Green Glory, Red Rant, go with that. And people are welcome to print out like a list of the 12 C's, which I have on my website. And just, we have it up on our, in our kitchen, mm-hmm. because we just talk about them all the time. And we even have, and I have a couple activities on the website too, but there's one of these brain activities where, and it's for the whole family, but when you hear your red rant or you're behaving in a red rant way, you just take a moment and be like, "Ooh, that was red rant," and you make a check mark. Mm-hmm. And then in that same moment, you think about either what can I say in a more positive way, or if you're not behaving, you know, how can you change your behavior, and then mark that. But having that awareness and then changing it to the positive pathways, that's exercising your brain and making those more positive connections. So mm-hmm. I'm happy to have people use those to help them. But that mm-hmm. would be, if you're going to ask me to pick one thing, I guess knowing how powerful our brains are and that we can make ourselves feel better. And if you need help, like if this stuff doesn't work, because this isn't for people who have had trauma in their life or have significant depression or anxiety, but to get help, these are tools, strategies to help, mm-hmm. but there is help out there if it needs to go deeper.
Yeah. And you know, Gretchen, I love the idea of the tools that you're providing, because I think you're talking about this, that, you know, like what a brain looks like when it's in a less positive thinking process. And what a brain looks like when you're in a more positive, happy, you know, thoughts and processes, and how the brain actually looks different when a person is consistently moving towards that positive. I'm not advocating in any way that, you know, oh, we should eliminate all negativity. Those kinds of things are actually what are tools to lift us up and move us forward if we take advantage of them, you know, as lessons rather than getting depressed. But I'm just saying, I remember hearing about that, how the brain actually is healthier in its, in the photos of the brain. Is that what you were talking about?
Yes. And part of that is, even like you just said, like when you do have some negative stuff and you make mistakes, that is part of growing, but your brain is actually growing when you make mistakes. So if a child like looks at it that way, mm-hmm. it can help them be like, this is a good thing. I'm actually growing right now versus looking at it. Oh, I'm the worst. I'm terrible. I'm never going to be able to do this. That I'm growing, and it's necessary to become the person, you know, I want to become. Mm-hmm. That's the messaging that I want to be able to share. I mean, the mindset piece, I mean, kids do better in school when they believe that they can do it and they can achieve it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it yet, but I know I can figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Better in school.
Yeah.
Which isn't my end goal necessarily, but that's certainly a good byproduct to do better in school. I know schools are looking for that, but as a mom, you know, I want my kid to be well-rounded. I want them to be productive and happy, or happier, you know, as happy as not happy all the time, but happy more often. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's empowerment. It's empowerment. It's I can do this. I have it covered, you know, and where I need help, I will go ask for it, because I can. And there are ones
and I deserve it.
And I deserve it. Yes. And that's...
And I'm likable.
I'm what?
One of my favorites is I'm likable.
I'm likable. Is that what you said?
Well, that I'm likable enough.
Yes.
You know, I'm likable and I'm lovable. Yeah. But because some people are more likable than others, but you know what? I am likable enough. I don't have to have 50 friends. If I have two, mm-hmm. that's good. Mm-hmm. Versus always like comparing yourself to what others have. Mm-hmm. That's one of my ones I use a lot.
Aww.
I can handle that.
You are likable. I enjoy you, Gretchen. I want to thank you so much for coming to this show and being a part of this. And so I would like to ask you to, again, reiterate how people can get in touch with you, because I'm sure people are going to want to check out your website and your book system and see, or maybe even connect with you for speaking engagements. So where can they find you again?
So www.character-u.com. So characteru.com with the dash in there. And my book is on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com. So you can get it that way. And you can reach me, you can on the contact section of my website, there is a way to contact me if you are interested in either bringing an assembly or author visit. Or a workshop. I do parent workshops, and I do a lot. Like right now, this afternoon, I'm going to be doing with the YMCA. I'm going to be doing my full 8-week workshop with the kids. So I kind of dabble in, you know, getting deep into each of the C's, and then the assemblies. We touch on a couple of the C's, but we dig deep into the positive self-talk and mindset. That's in all the assemblies. So that's how you can get in touch with me. I would love to hear from anybody who's interested.
That would be great, right? And I want to thank all our listeners for being here. And mamas, I just want to remind you to love yourself for the treasure that you are. You already have what it takes. So step into your superpowers and be you. We love you. And looking forward to seeing you next time on Superpower Mamas. We've been talking with Gretchen Berman. And we've been talking about 12 words can change the world.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.